you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 for you. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast.
Take two.
Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, and Stitcher, or at the cool, not top shelf place where all the cool kids hang out. kind of the dive bar of the internet we are. Dive bar of the internet.
I mean, we're not 4chan.
Well, I didn't say we were a cesspool. We're a deplorable bar.
Hold on, I'm going to shut that window.
Or any kind of white nationalist bar. Although I will say everyone in this studio right now is white as fuck. She's mostly white. She's kind of biracial, I guess.
We've talked about this before.
She's colored like a Guernsey, right?
Do pets take on the race of their owners, yes or no?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Why would that?
I have no idea. Is your dog Mexican?
Right. I don't know. I know a lot of white families with dark dogs.
Kate.
And there ain't nothing about race that they empathize with.
She's got papers too, right? We can check her papers. She's purebred though, right? She's a purebred...
Pain in the Jack Russell Terrier.
But she's defective because you got her out of the clearance bin.
She was old. She was an older puppy at the time.
Are you kidding me? I thought it was because her tail was too short.
It was Christmas. It wasn't a puppy mill. It was a place that a friend of mine recommended who knew the family that ran the place. And it was that time of year. And my mother had a dog that passed. Did I say I was Patrick Vile, by the way? I don't think
yes.
I did.
What is your name?
I'm Patrick Vile. Did we do that?
I am Ryan Pfeiffer.
But my mother, anyway, had a dog that passed. And I was coming in from out of town to visit for the Howry days. And I was like, well, you know, I'm going to get you a dog. You need a dog. You've always had one. Always loved the dogs. You're getting another dog. And this was a couple of months. It wasn't like it was the next day she went out and got a dog. But no, I don't want one. I don't want one. No, I don't want one. I like not having a dog. And then it was literally fucking Christmas goddamn fucking Eve when she was like in the morning. She's like, you know, you really could get me a dog if you wanted to.
That's awesome.
So then I was on the phone and talked to my friend Tony, who was like, I know somebody that owns a pet shop, blah, blah, blah. I go to the pet shop. She always wanted a Jack Russell Terrier. Inexplicably, she always wanted to name it Kate.
Who knows?
Who knows a lot of things about my mom? Rest your soul.
God, it breaks my heart that your mom can't be on this show. Oh my fucking God.
Boy.
That would have been so great.
Kind of doesn't break my heart all that much.
Funny.
As an entertainer, it breaks my heart. As it would be my mother entertaining us, doesn't break my heart.
Yeah.
My mom was the one who, you know, a lot of families have this where you've got the kind of crazy family member that everybody loves, except the immediate family who's riddled with embarrassment. But, you know, she was fun.
She was, man.
But the dog, they had two Jack Russells. And they both had balls.
Okay.
And wieners. And my mom wanted a female Jack Russell. So I was like, oh, bummer. And the girl said, well, we do have one.
Yeah.
It's a little bit older. And it, back in the markdown section, basically.
What did older mean? It was like 2 weeks older?
I think she was 8, 9, or 10 weeks old.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody, it's sad, but everybody wants the 6 week to 8 week old little fluff
ball.
Come
on, guys. I mean, even when you adopt kids, adopt an older kid, right? I guess. I mean, I don't know. Hey, by the way.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, yeah. Adopt me.
If you're wealthy.
By the way, welcome to our political podcast. I think maybe we should talk about dogs. I mean, that might be easier to SEO, right? A show about dogs.
Good God. Anyway, that's how we ended up with
political dogs.
With Kate, but she does have papers.
Congratulations. Papers, please.
She's a real fucking Jack Russell
Might
Terrier.
Need to show those if you're in Arizona, baby.
Yeah, really. What do you mean?
Well, because don't they check for that?
Oh, Arpeo.
Arizona?
Yeah,
yes.
Well, not us.
No, and not Kate.
Unless we, like, spray tanned and got brown contacts. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what's in the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, September 29th. Oh, shit, rent's due, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. And this is one of those 30 days months.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Thanks, God.
Thanks, G. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
Thank you.
God's so perfect, but he can't make a nice decimal system.
Yeah, we're on the white man's slave calendar. Lovely.
Over at the commie, pinko, liberal,
Ife.
Huffington the Post.
Fuck you, boy.
The headline, as soon as my browser opens. Hey, don't forget to tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Tweet us 24/7, actually. We love getting twiddled. Tweeted, I mean.
Ooh, yes.
You know, for the right price. Twiddled. I have my Twitter account
What's
open.
Going on?
I almost read my Twitter account.
Oh, at Vile Experience,
thank
by
you.
The way, and on Instagram, at Vile Experience.
At Rated R Comedy over there. But during the show, communicate with us on our Crab Diving, at Crab Diving. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecrabdiving. And hey, if you thank you for those that have been buying shit through our Amazon hole. It feels great. We appreciate the hell out of it. All are welcome in our hole. And in our Amazon hole,
oh,
if you're
going to
buy anything through Amazon, buy it through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon and bookmark that shit because anytime you go and buy something through the Amazon hole, then we get a little nibble. It doesn't cost you anything, nada, zero, but we get a little commission from Amazon.
We get paid, baby.
Helps us out here.
Less day job bullshit.
Over at the
right?
HuffPo.
Yes.
Yes, less day job. I like my day job, though. Trump's vagina monologue is the headline. There's a photograph of Mr. Donald J. Trump. And it says, oh, well, I think this is where something that we had talked about before offline. And are you working? I'm sorry.
Just one second. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Here, I'll just play the clip. This is Donald Trump on the Howard Stern show.
Oh, my God. You know, if like that's a reason he shouldn't have ran all those appearances on the Stern show, which I found him very entertaining. But I didn't know I was listening to a future candidate for president.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Well, listen, and you're doing well. You are here. You're remarried. Well. Your marriage is successful. Yes, it's true. The whole thing with Ivana was very public and all that. But as Donald taught me one very important lesson.
What did he teach you?
He took me aside at his wedding and he said to me, you know, now I'm getting remarried. He said to me, Howard, vagina is expensive. That is what he said to me. And I'll never forget those words. And the guy was right.
Those are exact words.
Those were the exact words, ladies and gentlemen. And don't I know it. And doesn't my wife keep reminding me of that. The great Donald Trump, everybody. Thanks for coming by on the birthday show. Donald Trump. And do we take a break?
So I don't know that he actually said it, but that was Howard quoting
the Donald, and but the Donald was sitting right there and didn't refute it.
Yeah.
So that's the headline over
vagina
at the
HuffPo. Is expensive.
Listen to Donald Trump and Howard Stern talk about how vagina is expensive.
God, it's like a lot of people that run for president might have like little skeletons in their closets and things that they might have whispered to someone, but on national radio, syndicated radio, radio that's been played over and over again on like Howard Stern.
Right.
Iconic. It's insane. Do you know what I mean? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wouldn't Trump thought of this?
I don't know how you think that it's, you could just wipe the slate clean like a fucking etch-a-sketch.
Did he think no one would care? I guess so.
I'm sitting here doing the shaking etch-a-sketch.
Right.
Gesture, which for nobody could see, but Ryan.
By the way, if you want an etch-a-sketch, go buy one on Amazon.
That's right.
I'm sure they got one there.
And if we start making enough money, we'll put in some video, and you could have seen me doing the fucking etch-a-sketch thing anyway. Maybe.
You know what we gotta do?
I don't want to do video.
What about a drone? What if we get a drone video, and we get a drone just like zzz, you know what'd be cool? Just like flying around the studio, getting different angles.
Well, that's probably where it'll end up.
Upskirt.
Let's see what the drudgies...
Fuck you.
Are dredging up over at the Drudge Report.
Ooh.
Let's dumb ourselves down and crank our calendars back.
Oh, yes.
At least to the late 50s.
Oh, right.
1150s and sometime. it says, Deutsche Bank drama, market angst builds.
Oh, God.
Look at that. Two German terms in one.
Nine.
One sentence.
God, I hate financial headlines.
A little German.
Yeah.
Being wielded over at the Drudge Report. What a shock.
Oh, yeah. They love the Germans.
Pressure is building for Germany. It leads to a CNBC.
Yes.
It says, pressure is building for Germany to show it's ready to rescue the Deutsche Bank.
Nine. Why do we care? What does that affect us? I don't even understand.
It says, German officials could be about to find themselves in an uncomfortable position, being called on to show that they are ready to rescue a bank in part of the world where such operations are considered Scheißenpoopin.
I don't understand.
Taboo. I said Scheißenpoopin.
They're in a difficult position. Well, that's perfect. Germans love that.
I think it's reverse cowgirl.
Pervs. For some people, not difficult.
Depends
I can't
on
imagine.
Your, yeah.
Who wants that? Who needs all
Depends
these?
Depends on how good your knees are.
Yeah. Who needs that? Reverse cowgirl is not necessary.
Well, so now they're worried about... I guess they're worried about having to bail out this fucking bank. See, this is...
Germany's bailing out their own
bank?
One
of their own banks, apparently, or they might have to.
Why? Because of all the Syrian refugees they've taken in? Is it their fault?
Well, I'm not a fan
I'm just kidding.
Of the bailouts, to be honest with you. I mean, some of them, I think... I kind of agree with the bailout of the auto industry.
Yes.
Because I believe that...
It saved jobs?
Well, and then the auto industry failure is a direct result of the evil banking.
Oh, yes.
Odious takeover of our economy and the trickle down bull twat shit. And but the banks.
Bull twat shit.
I think we should have figured out a way to break those motherfuckers up and
bail them out.
And no, let them fail.
Oh, okay.
I think there would have been some shit.
Sad.
I think we bail out maybe the depositors and certain things like that. But I think you, first of all, get all the money you need to from the salaries of the CEO twunts.
Right.
That are these evil banksters. And some of the countries got it right. Right. Like fucking
Iceland,
Ireland is still in the process of doing the same thing. They're like, fuck this. Finally. No, get out of here. Go to jail. Probably not quite like that. Oh, purple moon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's...
Green clovers.
Right. Well, you know, you're marginalizing your own people. How nice.
I get to do that.
Okay.
I get to say Mick.
Ooh. Jeez.
And paddy wagon. Fuck you, Lawrence O'Donnell.
Speaking of Lawrence O'Donnell, do we have... What is the...
I might try to play. I don't have all of it.
It's got to be good. It's got to be interesting. You sent me a... I was at the gym working out.
I gasped.
Pat sent me a text saying that Glenn Beck was on O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Lauren, they've done that though, not all that in the far past. He was on not that long ago. I think they're buddies. I think there's an odd thing between.
Do you think Lawrence O'Donnell? By the way, he's an anchor on MSNBC. He has his own show. Comes on weeknights, right?
Yeah. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m.
Yeah.
On the Eastern.
And Glenn Beck is the czar of the blaze. We play his shit all the time. And I kind of feel like and he's right wing Glenn Beck and Lawrence is left. And sometimes I feel like Lawrence might be jealous of all the theatricalities.
You think he wishes that there
Glenn
was,
Beck gets to indulge in. He wants to do that.
You think he wishes there was Lawrence TV?
Yeah. I think he wishes he had all.
Now is Glenn Beck, nationally syndicated radio host and founder of the Blaze Television Network. Glenn, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much, Lawrence. How are you?
Glenn, you have my sympathies. You are apparently disappointed in a politician, which I think that makes you
human.
one with everyone in the country. So the Ted Cruz.
Okay, as we have to do here on the Crab Diving Show, if you're frequent listeners, you know we have to describe what the Diana Ross of right wing back chittery is wearing. I don't know how to describe this look. It's kind of like a faux outdoorsman.
Holy fuck.
Kind of thing going on. Blue denim button down, but yes. Over that, a complete pullover sweater.
You should also add he looks insane. No normal person dresses like that.
Right. And then he's got a down vest on over that. Does he not pay his bills in the blaze? And it's it's September. It's got to be blazing fucking hot in
blazing.
Texas.
I don't mean to make this about his weight.
Oh,
but he's not a tiny
fat shame him?
Well, no, not at all. I'm just saying he's not a tiny guy. No, he's not a tiny guy. He's not a tiny guy. How does he tolerate a sweater? There's a shirt under the sweater, and then he's got a fucking sweater over the sweater.
Right?
How the fuck does he do that?
I can imagine what it smells like under those moobs. He's got on some weird. Long square, brown. They're brown glasses. That's all. Anyway,
I don't understand what the fuck he's wearing. He's got a crazy stylist.
Watch on the right hand. Interesting. He must be a lefty. I didn't.
What's Lawrence
I never
wearing?
Realized that.
Lawrence is
wearing a blue suit like he wears every fucking night.
I was gonna say in the interest of fairness, Lawrence is jealous. He wants a wardrobe like that. I bet you.
Glenn, I was wondering.
Can I borrow your fucking your down sweater vest with
true story and your endorsement of him, your disappointment about his eventual and recent support for Donald Trump? The news today is that Ted Cruz has volunteered his services to the Trump campaign.
Glenn looks like he just gave birth to a spiked butt baby.
Those are the worst.
The look on his face.
Right.
He's gone way beyond just putting out that written endorsement saying he was going to vote for Trump.
Lawrence, I'll tell you, I'm trying really hard to respect everybody's opinion on this because I don't think there's a good choice. I mean, there's better choices than others, I guess.
I'm trying hard to respect others' opinions, which means I don't respect other people's opinions.
By the way, Lawrence brought him on here so this guy could throw a fit. Oh, did you hear him? How does this make you feel?
And held raw meat up over above the cage.
Very cheap, Lawrence. Very cheap.
Yes, very. What a whore.
Really hard to respect everybody's opinion on this because I don't think there's a good choice. I mean, there's better choices than others, I guess. I don't necessarily see them. But, you know, I don't think anybody is thrilled with their choice right now. Out of 330 million people, we're down to these guys? Really?
I mean, this is kind of how it goes. He doesn't really, at least in the clip I saw last night, I haven't watched this is actually the whole 15 minutes, but I haven't seen. I don't know if it gets saucy or if it gets fun or if he says anything batshit or maybe flashes a nipple or something.
You know what I'll say to that, man? I mean,
like a webcam.
Oh, God.
For 20 more coins, I'll circle my nipple with my finger.
You got to tip him to get the butter vat out, you know? I mean, listen, man. I was a Bernie guy in the primary. I wanted Bernie to be the nominee. But I'm not holding my nose voting for Hillary. I think she's a fine candidate. Compare her to Al Gore. Compare her to John Kerry.
Oh, fuck.
And to her husband. I mean, she was Secretary of State. I'm impressed with her performance in the debate. I think she handled that loon quite well.
Yeah.
And I like her platform. I like what Bernie's movement has done to the DNC and did to her fucking platform.
Right.
So I
don't buy the Benghazi bullshit.
No.
I don't buy the Vince Foster, the Whitewater, any of that shit.
And I don't buy the email shit either. Fuck that.
And frankly, if she was nasty to the women that her husband allegedly blew loads on and in.
What do you want?
I that doesn't surprise me. That happens every day. Watch Cops.
On the show Cops.
Yeah, or Cheaters.
By the way, dude, I was having a conversation with somebody, and how impossible would it be to watch that show now? Mm-hmm. How in the fuck could you watch the show Cops and just not be disgusted?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Except when the toothless rednecks get taken down with the stars and bars in the background.
You mean the deplorables?
That we like. Yeah,
yeah, it's not so bad.
We're horrible people too.
Yes.
So there you go. There's a little bit of the Glenn Beck. I'll try to put the link up on the blog post, and we'll definitely put the link up on our Facebook page of Glenn Beck, the Love Fest with Lawrence O'Donnell.
And by the way, he wanted Ted Cruz to be president. Glenn Beck. That's who he
wanted. Oh, desperately. And now he feels used and abused and thrown leaking on the side of the road.
You know, the way the Republicans have it set up now, you either have to get behind an insane religious mullah like a Ted Cruz or like a fucked up, corrupt, crazy person like Trump or Chris Christie.
Well, yeah, the boring one that they all thought was going to win ended up urinated upon in the schoolyard corner.
Oh, yes. Are you talking of Jeb?
Yeah.
happened to Jeb with the exclamation point at the end of his one syllable name?
Yeah. I mean,
Jeb.
Is that irony?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
God. He really shit the
please bed. Please clap.
Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks. I'm too busy to.
That's the epitome of his whole campaign.
Right.
Please clap.
You owe me. You fucking owe me.
Well, and please clap. I just, any other person running for office in front of an allegedly enthusiastic crowd would have gotten applause, but he was just such a schlub I don't think he wanted to be there. I just don't think he wanted to be there. I wonder how he, I don't know. I just fixed my own answer. Never mind. I was going to say, I wonder how he got to be governor with that zero personality of, you know, kind of a little clump of mud on a heel somewhere. And, but then I remembered it's Florida.
Right.
And but they elected Rick Scott.
But he delivered Florida for his fucking brother.
But he got elected in the first place. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. How does someone with that 0.0 charisma get elected aside from the fact that daddy was president? And you have that last name and that machine behind it.
I mean, it's so funny because he has all the personality, right? I mean, he's affable. I mean, he seems like crazy. He's a cut up. He likes to joke around. Right. He likes to dance during. You know what? I got to go back and watch again the video of him marching during the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Yeah.
He's a loon. But Jeb is like, he's cardboard. That's the best way I can describe him. He's cardboard. He's stiff. Not in a good way.
I can cut the face of Jesus out of a line of coke.
Who's that? Which one would that
George.
Be?
George.
George, yeah.
Did you bring condoms?
No!
So there you go. Those are your headlines and a little bit of a little slip in of Lawrence O'Donnell and Glenn the Beck.
Oh, he's so sad, Glenn. Sad.
Before we get to some of the other shit, let me knock off some of these things. Ooh, from the magic crab diving spreadsheet that have been simmering for a day or two or three or four.
Okay.
Let's finish this Uncle Cy bullshit. This is Uncle Cy.
I hate this guy. This guy is a piece of fucking shit.
From Duck Dynasty. And
how is he on our radar? It's a guy from a fucking reality show.
A cartoon character. Walking cartoon character.
He should be relegated to the dregs of basic fucking cable.
So, yeah, he plays some loony old batshit swamp rat in Louisiana when in actuality, you know, him and that whole family are gazillionaires. And
my dick.
Uncle Cy plays the batshit daffy old guy that'll say anything, I guess.
He's folksy.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh, Uncle Cy said the N-word again.
How funny.
And so here he is. He was on Fox and Friends.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Steve Doocy here.
Oh, God.
And we've got some hard-hitting news here because, of course, we want to get the political opinion of what's going on with the election from Uncle Cy.
When does Fox News go away? When do they fucking go away? And by the way, they're being sued again. Did you see that?
Yeah, them and Glenn Beck. You know, Glenn Beck is on that lawsuit.
Oh, yeah, the clock thing, right?
Yeah, the clock kid.
Fuck them.
Ahmed Mohammed, the kid that was detained by the Popo because he brought a homemade clock to school. And it's your bomb.
How stupid.
Glenn Beck, I guess, probably said something heinous. I'm sure he did. So Uncle Cy, I'm going to skip a little bit. We already played the part, and it's actually incoherent what the hell he starts talking about, because once they first start talking to him, he's like, yeah, down in your green room, you got the tea. You got the right tea for me, and I brought my cup, my blue cup. It's just batshit. So I'm going to try to skip forward to the point where they talk to him about the election.
And his eyes are
staring at someone. Hey, look, you need to brew me a pot of tea. We don't have a
gallon. Do you mind if I sniff it to check? Not that I know.
No.
This is the weekend. This is the B team, by the way. I don't even know who the other two are, but Tucker Carlson.
I hate him.
Is the primo turd here on the couch.
Water.
No,
I've wondered. All right.
No, because that was a question. Talk about what proof is that? And I said, "What do you mean, what proof?" They said, "There's got to be something in that tea." You know, and I said, "No, just unsweet tea."
All right, Cy. So you wrote this book after the show.
Oh, he wrote a book.
And listen, I can't even understand what this fucking guy is saying, and they are laughing their fucking ass.
And how many words of this book do you think he wrote?
None. I can't. I don't know that he writes or reads. I there's no reason any of us should know that
I'm
he's
sure.
Literate.
I think they're faux. They're fake. I think they're all literate. They all went to college and shit. So this homespun, my mama birthed me in a mud pit kind of
the corn pone crap
bullshit. It's all bullshit. They're playing characters. Look at Google. What's their fucking name? Robertsons. Google the Robertsons from Duck Dynasty in the 80s, and you'll see a bunch of mulleted rich twunts in pastels, completely shaved with nicely coiffed haircuts. They're just all fake. They're fake. They're fake. They're fake.
And it really is about living a peaceful and happy and a calm life, despite the craziness that we all experience, but especially you and your family on the show.
Ryan just Googled and he's now doing shock face.
Well, fuck me.
Ryan on the golf course. Is that a picture of them on the golf course? There's a couple of those. They're white as fuck.
They don't have any beards.
No,
there's no camo.
It's fake.
They look like they have fucking tennis rackets in the trunk of their car.
It's faux.
Well, that book is really what has happened after Duck Dynasty became a hit. And then what happened to us as we go out on advance, you know, and on the road.
Like the Beatles. You're just...
No. Well, you know, a lot of people...
The Dung Beatles.
Is he comparing Duck Dynasty to the fucking Beatles?
Yes.
Can't handle it.
Right.
And God knew what he was doing, okay? Because if he'd have gave me this fame when I was 25, I wouldn't have been worth the 2 cents, okay? He gave it to me in my later years, so it was easy to...
That's how you justify...
He gave it to me.
That's how you justify having a miserable, poor life.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't think he did, by the way, but maybe I'm wrong.
Gave it to me in my later years.
But that's how you justify. This is that misery thing that the Christians, right?
Just wait.
Suffer. You got to suffer. And then you're going to, I would be like, fuck you, God. You made me suffer for 60 years and then you made me rich.
Oh, and then also, hey, let's think outside of ourselves for a little bit. God gave Phil Robertson Uncle Cy this career later in his life. Okay, I'd say thank you, God. Thanks for that. But what about this guy that had cancer? You know, or what about
Jesus
this? The other thing. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Such shit.
What about the 2-year-old who gets cancer?
What about Aleppo?
Leukemia.
Leukemia. That sounds like a character.
His name, oh.
Leukemio sounds like a character from Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. Oh, Leukemio.
There you go. There's let's finish up this. Let's hear what he says about, they're going to ask him pretty soon about what he thinks about the election. I know you're all waiting.
To handle it.
Well, you're more groupie resistant.
Plus, you know, when you're young, if you, you know, because I had an uncle, okay? Him and his brothers went into business wildcatting and had one blow the top of the derrick out, oil field. Oh, it made them instant millionaires. And look, they were just country boys and they didn't know how to handle it. And it literally ruined his life and eventually killed him.
Oh. So we were asking you earlier during the commercial break, you know, your thoughts.
Listen to that. Oh.
I love that.
So we were asking you during the commercial break.
He talks about a relative of his dying or something like that.
Eventually killed him.
I can't understand a word this idiot's saying, by the way.
According to the, it's on the internet, it's true, Wikipedia.
Yes.
Silas Merritt Robertson was born in West Monroe, Louisiana.
Eat my dick.
The sixth of seven children, four brothers, Jimmy Frank, that's one word, brother. Jimmy Frank, Harold, you. Tommy, and Phil.
Eat my dick.
I wonder if Jimmy Frank counts as two. Two sisters, Judy and Jan.
Jimmy Frank is not a real name.
Jimmy Frank?
It's not a real name. That's not even a real Southern name. I know there's some Mary Sue, Bobby Sue.
You can put together whatever the fuck you want.
Not Jimmy Frank.
In America.
Not Jimmy Frank. That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
I've heard Jim Bob, Jimmy Bob.
Have you heard Jimmy Frank before this?
No.
Fuck no.
I don't think so.
It's fake.
Well, I guess they didn't grow up.
Jimmy
I guess
Frank.
Uncle Cy didn't grow up wealthy. Because of his financial setbacks, they lived in rugged conditions with significantly fewer amenities than the average American enjoyed in high school. Oh, this is this sounds like it's written by the Duck Dynasty PR team.
Oh, yes. God, they have a PR team.
He attended North Cato High School in Vivian, Cato Parish, Louisiana, played on the football team. In the footsteps of his brother, Phil. So he's Phil Robertson's brother. So I guess Phil Robertson grew up poor, too.
Right. Interesting.
And then became a duck dad.
And then somehow, I don't know, they're on a news show, and we have to listen to their opinions about politics. It is blowing my motherfucking mind.
Right.
Isn't, I mean, what?
Because you're going to have this guy on, the first thing you're going to go to is, well, what do you think about the global economic situation, Uncle Cy, what would you do with the complex situation in Syria right now?
Yeah, aren't you known for making duck calls?
But his opinions might be more coherent than their nominees.
That's true.
What are you going to do in Syria? It's horrible. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the election. You said you have got your own thoughts on that. You're going to keep them totally quiet.
Well, no.
But your family's a little divided.
No, I can give you, okay, I'm going to vote for God as president.
God is president.
And let me tell you why I'm doing that, okay? Number one, okay, it's impossible for him to lie. Number two, he's going to do what's right, okay, because he loves this United States of America. And number three, that's the truth, okay, because he was with us from the founding of this nation.
He's going to vote for God.
That's what I thought he said.
For president.
Well, if somebody tells you that.
And I don't think he's saying he's going to vote for the side that's for God. I think he's writing in.
God.
Those might be the only three letters he can cipher. Is he's going to write in God.
Shouldn't someone be carrying his ass off to the funny farm?
I don't know.
You're voting for God. Well, hey, dickhead, why don't you write in Aquaman? I mean, really, it's the same fucking thing. I'm going to vote for God. He's been with us since the founding of this country.
That's right. Birthed from his loins.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the reminder.
Amen. I don't think there's anybody who would be against that.
Okay, and here's the thing. Look,
listen to Tucker Carlson. As if anybody would be against that.
Tucker.
Yeah. I'm raising my hand. I'm an atheist. I'm
against that.
He can vote for who he wants, but right. you're not going to force me to worship your God.
Well, and also you can't be against it. Because it's what he's voting for isn't a thing. I mean, it's not a thing. Literally, it's not a thing. It's not
the candidate against the standard. That's the standard. Okay, love this United States of America. Okay, do what's right. Okay, and then stick with the truth.
Cy Robertson,
I love it.
Thanks
Words
for
to
being
live
here.
The new book is called Sirenity. We're gonna.
God, Sirenity. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon if you feel compelled to buy Sirenity as an ironic gift for your friendly neighborhood liberal friend.
Sirenity? Is it really?
Well, come on.
God fucking damn it, man.
Does that surprise you?
Who the fuck thought of that name? Be ashamed.
You know he did.
No, he did not.
Of course he did.
Sirenity. I bet his little fucking think group did it, or whoever works for him.
The unthink group.
My publicity group. Sirenity.
My unthinking group.
God. Jesus. And by the way, these people at Fox News.
Yes.
They sound like the biggest bunch of fucking assholes I've ever heard in my life.
Well, they're...
It's disgusting.
They're very diverse. It's white guy, white woman, white guy.
Oh, jeez. Do you hear them laughing? The fake laugh at everything this dickhead says? What's wrong with them?
The big story today that isn't on the... out there on the... the headlines right now. I don't know why it isn't. I guess over at the HuffPo, they find it more important about the Howard Stern clip with the vagina monologue.
Well, that's
thing.
Pretty amazing.
But there's just so much.
Sirenity.
But maybe they're holding off because it's a different, it's a scoop from a different big giant journalism team over at Newsweek. But Newsweek is reporting they've got the new cover story.
Yes.
Out that the Don, and we also put out a meme and shit about
meme.
It. The title is How Donald Trump's Company Violated the United States Embargo Against Cuba. So Donald Trump, was it 2 days ago when we...
Look,
offline.
It's all words. It's all
crab diving offline conversation.
Hold on, we gotta.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, this whole thing with his embargo to Cuba, I saw a meme out there, and this is the meme essentially said, like, this is the exact storyline of fucking Arrested Development. This is what the lead character went to jail for. His company had dealings with Cuba, right? Wasn't that the storyline?
Yeah, I guess.
Something like that.
So, he just was down in Miami trying to court the conservative Cuban population down there in Miami, who are very conservative because they're vehemently and fiercely anti-Castro because they escaped that shit. Some of them in, you know, like floating Volkswagens.
Fuck yeah. In boats,
and
man.
And so they tend to vote a lot more conservatively than some of their Latino brethren.
Right.
And sisterthren. And Trump was just down there the other day and in front of those, the Cubans. And then talking about the embargo, like, he can't believe this is the worst deal. How can Obama lay down and spread the legs of the nation open for that evil dictator down there? And the embargo is working. It wasn't.
And if he made money off Cuba, when isn't it against the law what he might have done?
Well, yeah.
It's illegal, right?
So documents, it says a company controlled by Trump. The secretly conducted business in communist Cuba during Fidel Castro's presidency. So it's even before he handed over the reins to his brother, Raul, right?
Yes.
He did business despite strict American trade bans, making such undertakings illegal.
Is there proof he did this?
According to interviews with former Trump executives, internal company records, and court filings.
Oh, my God. Well, how did he even get away with this in the first place?
It says that 1998 documents show that the Trump company spent $68,000 for a trip to Cuba at a time when the corporate expenditure of even a penny there was prohibited without U.S. government approval.
My God, if you work for Donald Trump or you're his advisor, before he ran for president, why don't you take him aside and say, listen, dude, there's a bunch of shady shit in your past, and it's all coming out if you run. You should not.
It looks like they did it. They even did that sneakily because they say, with Trump's knowledge, executives funneled cash for the Cuba trip through an American consulting firm called Seven Arrows Investment and Development Corp. And once the business consultants traveled to the island and incurred expenses, Seven Arrows instructed senior officers at the Trump Company to make it appear legal by linking it after the fact to a charitable effort. So they went down to make business deals.
Okay.
And then they said, we're going to link it later to this charity we're setting up.
What was the charity? I mean, what did they do? Did they go down there and build houses and hand out food or something?
I haven't read that far yet.
Okay.
I apologize.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, did he really do charitable works down there? Or was it bullshit?
It said it. Trump, the payment by at that time the company was called Trump Hotels and Casinos Resorts or something like that.
In Cuba.
No, everywhere. The
general. Okay. Gotcha.
It was just before he launched his first bid for the White House. Remember when he was going to run on the Reform Party for 10 minutes? That was Ross Perot's party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. God.
On the first day that he was running, thinking about running as this Reform Party, he went to Miami and spoke in front of Cuban Americans.
Okay.
A critical voting block, according to Newsweek, critical voting block in the swing state, where then he vowed to maintain the embargo that was on at the time and to never spend his company's money or his money in Cuba until Fidel Castro was removed from power.
Maybe it looks like he didn't do that.
It's him again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, that I don't have the exact moment. That's the speech that he gave for the Cubans in 99. But 7 months earlier, then he gave the speech in front of the Cubans, he had already had money reimbursed through this fake charity on this secret business trip to Havana for Trump people.
Do you think he just forgot that he did this and like all these other things that are coming out from his past? Do you think he actually forgot? Do you think he forgot he called that chick Miss Piggy? Do you think he forgot about all this Cuba bullshit and now he's like, oh fuck?
I don't think he fucks anything. He'll claim we didn't do it. I don't know what you're talking about. I might have a clip of how he's responded here. Kellyanne Conway today was asked about the allegations. She said, well, they paid money, as I understand, in 1998, but then she went on to say that Trump had never invested in the Caribbean nation, but it doesn't matter.
He went down there and he spent money, right?
But in that statement, she acknowledged that he broke the law, paying money for the business trip and any meetings in Cuba, regardless of whether it resulted in additional investment or a casino deal, violates the law. So she's saying, well, they didn't get a deal out of it, so it didn't break the law.
So if you go down to Cuba,
it did. Not now,
right? And you buy a lunch, and it's a business lunch, during the embargo, that
illegal,
illegal. Holy shit!
Just going to Cuba is illegal without U.S. permission.
Okay.
And then they got those expenses, and then when they came back, they ran it through a charity that they set up later.
Yes,
and said, "Well, we had nothing to do with business meetings." Former Trump executive, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the company did not obtain a government license prior to the trip. Internal docs are showing that executives involved in the Cuba project, were still discussing the need for federal approval after the trip had already taken place. So they got emails and shit from the Trump organization still talking about whether they should have or should retroactively try to get permission from the
government. Trump go down there or was it
his toadies? Yeah,
did his toadies fuck up and he didn't know?
Earlier I read it said that they're testifying that he had full knowledge of what was going on.
I don't understand this. Like, why does he not have enough money, Trump? Why did he have to go down there and try to do business with Cuba when it's illegal? Doesn't make any sense.
Several European companies reached out to him prior about potentially investing together through Trump hotels in something in Cuba. At that time, a group of senators from both sides of the aisle were urging then-President Clinton to review America's Cuba policy and hoping to end this embargo.
So they can make some fucking money.
Ding.
Jesus.
According to this former Trump executive, the goal of the Cuba trip was to give Trump's company a foothold if Washington would loosen or lift the trade sanctions. Oh. So they were saying, we want to be down there first.
Oh, I see.
We're getting, making preliminary meetings. But that's illegal.
God.
They say that Trump's reps met with government officials, bankers, and other business leaders to explore possible future possibilities.
God, this guy is full of shenanigans, man.
Former executive said Trump had participated in discussions about the Cuba trip and knew it had taken place.
Damn.
So there you go.
He condoned it.
So I don't know what may or may not come from this now. I mean, it seems like every time one of these pops up now, the poor attorney general of New York is like,
okay,
all right, I guess we're going to look into that one now.
Shit, he's earning his money.
Here's a clip that's playing on Newsweek. This might be Trump's response. Let's see what this awesome. Is.
I want to hear.
Look, it's all words. It's all sound bites. I built an unbelievable company. Some of the greatest assets anywhere in the world, real estate assets anywhere in the world, beyond the United States, in Europe, lots of different places. But I take advantage of the laws of the nation.
Oh, this is that's from the debate.
A company controlled by Donald Trump secretly did business in Castro's Cuba. It acted in 1990.
Okay, well, it sounds like they're going to do the story that I just did.
Oh, yes.
So, but there you go. Trump now possibly in hot water for this, in addition to Trump Foundation, and in addition to Trump University, and in addition to Trump College. No, not Trump College. Trump University.
That executive training school.
Some other,
you know
yeah.
I mean?
Trump,
that
thing. Yeah.
Trump Water, Trump Steaks, you name it. Who gives a fuck?
Holy shit, it's exhausting trying to keep up with all that shit. Donald J. Trump.
God, that's insane. That really is. That is actually the storyline to Arrested Development.
It's a cartoon.
That's how the Bluths got in trouble. The Trumps are the Bluths.
So I've got a story here. Let's do an update. One of the favorite
crab diving update.
Favorite stories we cover, the ongoing saga of the giant, stinking, festering, dick watery of the governor of Maine.
Oh my God!
None other than the wonderfully eloquent Mr. Paul LePage.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Ooh.
You know what's funny, man? You play Paul. I feel like we've talked about this before, but when you play Paul LePage, I'm not totally sure it's not Mel Gibson.
It's hard to.
It is hard
to. Well,
it's
the same bad audio quality, too.
Yeah, but it's also the same tone and the same temperament.
Exactly the same. Same racist, right. Racial bias.
Oh, yes.
So, do you remember when Paul LePage
yes.
Got into trubs for suggesting that black people or people of color named Shifty and
Smoothie.
G-Money and Smoothie.
Smoothie, that's my favorite one.
Were, I'm sure he thinks, shuffling across the border.
Smoothie.
And bringing...
G-Money, right? G-Money was one.
Bringing all of their drugs with them.
Oh, yes.
And selling them to the poor white people of Maine, getting them hooked on heroin.
And then right before he left Maine, ejaculating into all our white daughters.
Half, yeah. He said at least half of them get a white girl pregnant before they leave.
Oh, my God.
Then he made another comment about targeting. You go after, basically, you go after where the problem is. So he's yes. basically saying, look, the blacks and the browns are doing all the drug dealing. And he
the
said,
<browns.
laughs> and here he is.
Oh, my
called
God.
Called a meeting in his office. And this is the binder. This is the binder meeting where he shows this binder to
oh my God.
The press. And he's like,
his research.
I've got binders, and 90% of them are black and Hispanic.
Oh, my God.
That guy's a bad guy. I don't care what color it is. When you go to war, if you know the enemy dresses in red and you dress in blue, you shoot at red, don't you?
He's saying if you go to war and the enemy's in red and you wear blue, So you shoot the enemy. So he's saying our enemies are black and brown. Therefore, why wouldn't we shoot
but Paul,
the black and brown enemy?
Paul, you're talking about a guy wearing a shirt, which sort of means like a uniform kind of thing. Yeah. You're talking about skin color, you loon. He's crazy.
So we played this. Here's the end of it.
Ken, you've been in uniform. You shoot at the enemy. You try to identify the enemy. And the enemy right now, the overwhelming majority of people coming in are people of color or people of Hispanic origin.
So we, which is be also people of color. So we played this. This was like a month ago.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, now the American Civil Liberties Union of Maine, the HuffPo, and several other outfits filed Freedom of Information Act requests.
Oh, awesome.
And guess what they got? They got the binder full of drug dealers that Paul LePage is waving around, claiming that, quote, more than 90% of drug dealers arrested in the state are black and Hispanic.
Oh, my God.
It was his claim. Well, they went through it, and guess what?
Did they do the math?
Less than half, 40% of those pictured in the binder are black and or Latino.
Wait a second. That's not 90. That's not what he
said. You're correct, sir.
That's not a majority. So is it the majority white people?
He made these claims during an August town hall when he said he had collected pictures of every single drug dealer arrested in Maine since January. His office finally released the binder after these public records requests. The 37 of the 93 people in the binder appear to be black or Latino.
So wait a second. This just means we have to change our strategy. So instead of shooting at the black people, we got to shoot at the white people, because that's the majority.
We need to legalize drugs.
No, absolutely.
Make the whole thing and treat it like a health problem and not a crime problem.
So can I understand this for a second? So is Smoothie a white guy? Is Shifty a white guy?
No.
Is G-Money white?
Not in Paul LePage's sad little racist mind.
I mean, what an idiot. So either he looked at this binder, he just kind of thumbed through it and didn't really look at it, and just decided everybody was black in there, or he lied, or he's stupid. Who knows? But he is racist. That's what we can say.
He looks in and he only sees a whole bunch of black people and brown people.
Oh, you're right. Sure.
We've got a little bit of good news, or I guess sort of. Here in California, our commie pinko liberal state has become the sixth now.
Ran by Democrats.
It is run by a supermajority of Democrats here. And we're currently enjoying a budget surplus.
Fuck you.
But we have become, according to Governor Jerry Brown, who signed a bill that was passed by the commie pinko liberal legislature here.
Eat my dick.
Saying that we have a state-funded ban, or a ban on state-funded travel to North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so
wow.
There are now six states that are banning state-sponsored trips to North Carolina because of the anti-gay policies and stuff like HB2. Which is that whole, we're going to check your genitals before you go in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Show me your dick. When you check them, I mean, do you keep a record? Or are you like, okay, so-and-so at this address, social security number, has got 8 thick inches of cock. You keep that on file.
This may apply to sports teams.
Oh.
Oh, the colleges.
Of course it will.
University of California and Cal State University might be affected. It might restrict the travel for them. They might not be able to play in North Carolina.
See, California and these other states, they're on to something. If we want to solve racism and sexism and all that shit and our inequality in this country, if we can tie it to college sports, you know, that might be a way to fix
shit. Oh, you said kick them in the footballs.
Oh, yes.
Right?
People love college football more than anything. More than people.
Well, that's what the governor in Louisiana, the new Democrat governor down there,
oh, yeah.
Remember, he said, well, we're going to have to cut funding. We're going to have to figure out a way after Bobby Jindal cut all the rich people's taxes. we're going to be losing money. We might have to cut funding to college football. And all of a sudden, Louisiana's like, what?
That state will fucking burn. Yeah. There will be riots. Oh, yeah. You got to see that LSU game.
Aren't there any more black kids we can starve?
Right. I want to see my college football, boy.
So the bill's author, Democratic Assemblyman Evan Lowe of Campbell, California, quoted as saying, quote, our zero tolerance policy says there is no room for discrimination of any kind in California. This bill ensures that discrimination will not be tolerated beyond our borders.
Man, good for us. Thank good for California. You. Hey, I'm smiling with a big self-righteous grin slathered all over my fucking face. How do you like that?
Good news today from a friend that lives in North Carolina, though, and is, helping out there and with the elections and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She said that it looks like McCrory's going to looking like he might lose.
Yeah.
The governorship. So
I mean,
that
he
would be
should.
Awesome.
There's no way most people in California are like, you know what? You know what I love about my governor? He's such a bigoted, self-centered fucking asshole. He's actually, his bigoted beliefs are actually costing our state money. I'll vote for him.
And then they want to defend it. They want to charge the taxpayers money defending it.
It's loony. It's fucking loony.
That's their priorities.
Hey.
Save children.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me check that dick, boy.
I've got, speaking of Louisiana.
Yeah.
There's a story from rawstory.com.
Defeat.
This is Bonnabell High School.
Okay.
In Jefferson Parish.
Is this Louisiana?
In Louisiana. Okay. They're sheriff's deputies in that area.
Uh-oh.
Have now decided that they will no longer be protecting the football players who decided to kneel during the national anthem of a high school game.
They are making their point. This is so fucked up.
During a game last week, a majority of the players from the high school, Bonnabell, B-O-N-N-A-B-E-L, a majority of their varsity team declined to participate. Then a photograph of their protest gained widespread attention. The superintendent down there of
Duper.
Jefferson Parish Schools says, first I was taken aback. But then he says, they do have a right.
Okay.
And legally, we do not have any right to punish or offer any sanctions against the team or team members.
God.
He said, I'm sure wistfully.
Oh, yes.
Isaac Joseph is his name, superintendent.
Dude, he should be saying, listen, we support these kids. Good for them. And by the way, dickheads, Black Lives Matter. Shove it up your ass.
But the fascists in blue or brown, whatever color they wear down there, the sheriffs, not so much. Sheriff's deputies.
What the fuck, man?
Sheriff Newell Normand. What do you think Sheriff Newell Normand looks like?
Y'all boys better not kneel in that mayor.
Buford T. Justice.
Oh, right. Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Boss
Hogg, right?
Oh, yeah.
With a badge.
Do you remember Jackie Gleason in that? His fucking
spectacular
line? I'm in a high-speed pursuit. That was the best. Love that movie.
Sheriff Newell Normand.
Oh,
we might have audio. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Here is from Fox 8 down in, I'm sure, quite an unbiased.
Oh, yes.
Not only is it a Fox News channel, but it's Fox in fucking Louisiana.
I really can't believe people don't understand where these kids are coming from.
Here's the report from Fox 8.
Good for these kids.
Maybe we'll get to hear Huel.
Fox 8 News. We investigate. Fox 8 News starts now.
My understanding is we've had some officers that have said that they will not work the Bonnabell High School football games.
Some Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputies are refusing to work extra detail at some football games after a majority of one team took a knee during...
Well, okay, fuck them.
But can they do that? I mean,
it's extra work.
So they don't have to
it's
take
It's that
it.
Off-duty shit.
Oh, okay.
And fuck them.
Yeah.
Sorry, fuck them.
Let somebody else get the shift.
Yeah, we'll hire somebody else, you assholes. Fair market. Bye-bye.
Right.
the national anthem. Good evening, I'm Lee Zurich.
And I'm Kim Holden. The sheriff says the protest and reaction to it will not impact protection at Bonneville High School football games.
Rob Krieger has more on the move by students and deputies.
It was this picture that got talk started, showing through a fence what looks like the majority of the Bonneville High football team kneeling during the national anthem.
I was a bit taken back at first.
That's the superintendent, Mr. Isaac Joseph. An African-American man, it looks like, a man of color.
Right.
And I know what's going on nationally with some of the protests that's happening across the country.
Jefferson Parish Superintendent Isaac Joseph admits the students are within their rights if they refuse to stand for the flag.
They do have a right, and that we legally do not have any right to punish and offer any sanctions against the team or the team members.
One team member posted this photo on social media after the game, writing, "It's a shame that my teammates, my brothers, can express themselves without being labeled as the bad guy." But after
Jefferson
Parish deputies took offense to the display.
I can understand why, in light of Colin Kaepernick's comments, specifically, you know, where he says that cops are getting paid leave for killing people.
Right. Hey, Sheriff Newell Norman. Sadly, it's him on the phone. I don't see what he looks like. But Sheriff, shall we send you citations?
Right. I mean, they're talking about protesting, taking a knee during the national anthem, and unarmed black people are being killed by cops. And the only reason we know about it now is because everybody has fucking cameras.
And they're not kneeling for Colin Kaepernick. They're kneeling for the Black Lives Matter. Colin Kaepernick has publicized it, but they're not kneeling to him. That's because I understand because there Colin Kaepernick said that, you know, it's okay to kill cops. That's what basically is going on in their little tiny minds.
Do you think maybe if you're a black person, if you have kids, maybe you would like to not have to have the same conversation with your kid that your parents had and your parents' parents had about how you're supposed to deal with the cops,
right?
Because you're a black person. Maybe they don't want to do that, and maybe that's why they're taking a fucking knee. God.
So he even said, the same way that Bonneville players have every right to kneel during the national anthem, my officers have every right not to volunteer to work there. Fine. Everybody's happy. Go. That's great.
Right.
He said he's sure there'll be enough deputies to work the detail, and he wouldn't allow the school to go with protection.
Right.
But he won't force deputies to work if they feel disrespected. That means there's probably enough that are just like, fuck it, I'm going to go make the extra money.
Right.
I'm not disrespected.
Disrespected? I don't even understand, like, how these deputies feel disrespected.
It fuels the disappointment in my officers when they see this happen. I can fully understand their disappointment and frustration. When they're on the clock and they're working for me, they've got to do what they've got to do because that's what they're hired to do. What does that mean?
I don't know.
That's not what this is. This is a voluntary. Oh, I get it. This is a voluntary detail where they volunteer to work this extra detail separate and apart from what they're hired to do.
So it's only news because a bunch of whiny man babies are throwing a little racist, bigoted shit fit.
You know, that's a great way to express that. They are whiny man babies. Mm-hmm. They're offended, dude. You're police are shooting black people. We don't even understand. Like, they not watch the fucking news,
right?
Do you not think they should be upset about this?
Hey, you big piece of turkey dump! Get that mess the hell out of there!
Talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. You do that once again, and I'm gonna take you apart piece by piece.
Buford T. Justice, the great Jackie Gleason.
Badge is crooked, sir.
Big giant guy just reached in and crushed Jackie Gleason's badge with his bare hands.
Much obliged.
I don't know what's the beeping.
Who's that, Daddy?
I don't know, but the circus must be in town.
I don't know, but the circus must be in town.
See, Jackie Gleason was the sheriff, and his son was the deputy riding with him while they were chasing Burt Reynolds.
Right.
And the son is an idiot. There's this great moment. I forget what the son did, but Jackie Gleason turns to the kid and says, "There is no way you came from my loins."
Great movie. Thanks for joining
Jerry Reed, right? Did he play the truck driver? Yeah. It's a great movie.
Eastbound and Down. Loaded Up and Trucking.
We're gonna do what they said can't be done.
We've got some other stuff in the news, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds of fun stuff. Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. And don't forget to tweet us during the show if you like.
Watch us.
Back in the Trumposphere, we've got a story here. This is an interview that was done for the Los Angeles Times.
Okay.
And the this is from white supremacists. This is about white supremacists.
All right. We were just hearing from some, or it seems like it.
The Times has an interview with several leading white nationalist figures.
Who is that? How would that even... leading white nationalist figures?
Get on Twitter and...
There are plenty?
Yeah. We had a guy today respond to one of our tweets, and he's changed his name to something about Pepe the Frog. So he's...
Oh, nice.
He's outwardly, proudly proclaiming his racism.
That's what Donald Trump has done for this country. They embolden the racists to the point where they have something. They have Pepe the fucking Frog.
Oh, it was a story you put up about possible reparations.
Oh, yeah.
And he responded, so, to us and to the Washington Post.
Okay.
We're close.
Yeah, yeah.
Us and the WAPO. So, with three O's.
No, perfect.
So, give money to black people because in the past they were slaves? ?
Yes.
And then his next tweet, looks like the Irish need some reparations. Well, now that you mention that.
Okay, well, fuck, man.
And then he says, oh, and Jews.
Okay.
These are three different tweets.
Right.
From a guy named El Pepe on the Twitter.
Well, El Pepe, what are you supposed to do? So you're saying, what are you supposed to do? Are we supposed to ignore that slavery happened? I mean, at the very least, people could begin to understand. And we talk about it on the show. Our whole country was built on the backs of people who were owned. They were property.
Right. Oh, my God. I'm just looking at El Pepe's Twitter feed.
And I'm sure it's just lovely.
It's as heinous as one would think. There's a cartoon of a liquor store. It's a comic. And inside the liquor store, you see the obviously white clerk, dead, bloodied, with multiple gunshot wounds. There's blood everywhere. There's a cop standing over the dead body. There's a trail of money and bloody footprints out to the black man that they have. Oh, it looks like a knife he's got.
Okay.
Who's covered in blood.
Right.
And the two white cops are putting handcuffs on the black man. And he says, ouch, ouch, hey, you're hurting my wrists. And the black crowd is screaming, hey, they're hurting his wrists. Yeah, brutality.
Oh, my God. How disgusting. How insensitive. Yes. Who was the kid that was thrown in the little wagon, driven around until his spine broke? I mean, he didn't do anything.
Freddie Gray.
He did nothing but run. That's all he did, and now he's dead. Fuck that. That is so fucking horrible.
On our Twitter also, hashtag Trump in Cuba is trending, so that story is getting some traction. And Wonder Woman is trending.
Oh, yeah.
The new movie.
I saw that.
I'm sure...
You know why it's trending?
Yeah, yeah. Current Wonder Woman series writer Greg Rucka was asked if the new warrior princess is possibly a beaver bumper.
Survey says?
Probably not the term he used.
No.
Is, in fact, not straight. And he replied, he said, if Diana has any romantic and or sexual feelings towards... does she have any romantic and or sexual feelings towards person of the same sex? He replied simply, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, think about her character. She was...
She's an Amazon.
She's from, well, she's from an island or a planet of just women, right? Or is it a planet? Is it a planet or an island?
I don't know on this in this current movie iteration of it, but in the old version, she's an island, right?
Right. If there are any nerds listening that know comics and Wonder Woman, well, things there, of that nature, tweet us.
I mean, I know it's an island, but right. I don't know if the movie is following the comics, so for the origin story, exactly. So I can't speak for the movie, but I know in the comics it was some island, right?
Wow.
There you go.
Right.
Wonder Woman.
Bisexual.
Maybe it'll be a scene. So anyway, back to this. These white supremacists, these guys.
Bye.
Los Angeles Times had an interview. Times had an interview with these people.
Bucky.
And they were, according to the Times, crowing about the ways that Trump's campaign has given them and their ideas publicity that they would never have otherwise had.
We feel validated. Oh, my God.
So now get this. In return, they, according to Ross Story, it seems the American neo-Nazi movement is giving Trump an army of grassroots volunteers who will proudly goose step across the country in their quest to make America great again.
Oh, my God.
The editor of the White Nationalist Daily Stormer website
perfect
told the Times virtually every alt-right Nazi I know is volunteering for the Trump campaign. Proudly, he said that.
What?
Virtually Jesus. Every alt-right Nazi I know is volunteering for the Trump campaign.
Can I understand this term alt-right? Is that code for like Klan and racists and
white
all that
nationalist,
bullshit.
Yeah. European superiority.
Way to whitewash that word. No, no pun intended. Alt-right. That makes it sound not as sinister as it is, you know? Jeez.
David Duke was quoted as saying, "The fact that Donald Trump's doing so well, it proves that I'm winning."
Oh, my God. Disgusting. This is all fucking disgusting.
Another alt-right activist, Richard Spencer, said, quote, "There's a connection. It isn't always policy, but a deep, visceral, you could say emotional connection between the alt-right and Trump's campaign."
Oh, my God.
This is a guy, Richard Spencer.
They love
who
him.
Who wants to transform the United States into, quote, "a giant safe space for white people."
Right.
He wants America to be the white people's safe space.
It is a white. It is that. But it is that. It is that.
No. Hillary wants to allow 700 million brown people in here to impregnate and to dilute the lily white genes.
Jeez. And we're not lily white genes. This is not a white country. It's just not. I'm sorry. We aren't that. That is not our identity. Yes, sure, there are a bunch of racist loons screaming that it should be, but they aren't the majority. They're just loud, right? Right?
We'll find out November 8th.
Oh, my God. Please, you got to vote, especially if you don't live in California, you live in some state that matters. Please, my God, fucking vote.
This Richard Spencer guy also says, "I think he does recognize that he has this alt-right army behind him. I think he also realizes," this is where, here we go. "I think he also realizes if he backs down, if he stops being combative, he's in danger of losing that."
What?
He's admitting that he thinks Trump is only, when Trump says, "Let me be Trump."
Right.
He knows that he is appealing to the deplorables.
Okay.
And that's why he's doing it. He knows he'll lose the deplorables if he does softer, kindler, gentler Trump. But I don't think it's a cognizant choice. I think he just can't do kindler, gentler, softer Trump.
No, not at all. I mean, listen, if your responses and your reactions to shit in a debate aren't measured and aren't well thought out, then when would they be?
Right.
He shouldn't have fallen in that trap. I mean, when Hillary brought up Alicia Machado, the way he reacted was insane considering where he was. He should have been on guard for that kind of thing. He's an asshole.
I've also got, speaking of, do you remember the nice matronly grandmotherly kind of woman, Kathy Miller, Republican elector and former Trump campaign chair in Mahoning County, who made international news last week when she told the reporter that Americans, if you know, it's your fault, it's your own fault.
Oh, yes.
If you're not successful.
God. What an ignorant loon.
She actually stepped down, finally.
Sad.
But she was spotted yesterday at standing behind Mike Pence.
So she's still there. She's still in the campaign.
During a rally, the Youngstown Vindicator, it's called.
See, that's the reporting. Difference. If she was working for a Democratic campaign, if she was working for Hillary, and all this nasty shit came out about her, she would be exiled. You would say goodbye, don't show up, you're not allowed here anymore. But this person's in pictures, showing up. She still works for them.
She apologized for her comments, but she never retracted them. She said that she and her son got front row seats because they arrived early.
No, okay. Jeez.
My son wanted to go, so we went early, and this is where we ended up. So she's saying...
bullshit.
She's saying that there were no there's no shenanigans involved.
Bullshit.
She met with Pence, asked vice presidential candidate to sign a red Make America Great Again cap for her son.
Oh, God.
Insisted she not receive special treatment. She said he stopped for everyone that was standing there. But the head of the Democratic Party there isn't buying it. Quote, this is David Betras.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine you want a hat signed by Pence. By Pence?
Good God.
Zero personality. Hateful.
David Betras, chairman of the Mahoning County Democratic Party. Quote, the fact that Kathy Miller, whose ignorant, abhorrently racist comments were the subject of worldwide derision, has been seated in the front row of a Trump campaign event provides clear evidence that Donald Trump and his campaign embraced the type of bigotry for which she was justifiably criticized.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
This is bananas.
She also is claiming that she's received death threats by phone call and text message and has asked local police for additional patrols in her neighborhood.
Black people are calling her. You know, threatening her.
Which what means, I said if early, that's true, it's probably true. And that's abhorrent also. We don't advocate that at all.
What I said earlier was wrong when I said, hey, listen, if you live in a state that matters, make sure you vote. Just vote anyway. Because what I think needs to happen is Trump needs to lose.
Bigly.
As a symbol. Like, you know what I mean? As a symbol so America can be seen by the rest of the world rejecting this asshole. The last thing we want is this election to go down to the wire. And people could say, oh, my God, America almost fucking
they're already saying that,
elected
though.
A near Klansman to run the fucking free world.
The rest of the world's like, what's going on? What are you guys doing?
We're full of ignorant people. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know.
Right. In Washington State. Kind of liberal in some areas.
Oh,
but
yes.
Oh, so not in others.
Good weed up there, I hear.
And this is happening. The archaeologist,
yes,
an author named Rachel Grant, said that she tweeted out she feels physically ill after her daughter brought home a 55-page packet from school, and. It's called U.S. History Special Victims Unit.
What?
She describes it as a non-white male hit list.
Wow.
The AP history teacher, advanced placement.
Yes.
She explained, is including as part of the curriculum something called advanced U.S. history with a sharp lesson in present day racism.
Okay.
According to this document, this 55-page packet, African Americans, quote, took full advantage of welfare programs created by President Lyndon B. Johnson's Great Society.
Oh, my God.
Quote, the long-term results, however, have been devastating. Over three centuries of strong work ethic, cohesive families, the thirst for education, and Christian values as vital parts of the African-American heritage gave way to long-term dependence on the government.
Oh my God.
And the erosion of the work ethic. This is handed out in a history class.
An advanced placement history class.
There's another part of the packet.
Oh.
I'm reading from Crooks and Liars here.
Yes.
Quote, the cause for women took steps backward when President Bill Clinton, notorious womanizer of the as governor of Arkansas, was publicly accused by Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Wiley, Paula Jones, Donna Kyle, and others of rape and harassment. The cause for women took a step backward.
Because of that?
It also said, quote, First Lady Hillary Clinton joined her husband's attack on the victim and said she, quote, stood by her man, thereby setting back some distance to the cause of women's fight against exploitation. This is the trope that they're waving around, that Hillary can't call herself a feminist when she attacked those women who Bill Clinton came on.
Came upon. I'm joking. That's nuts.
What
about the Republicans? They didn't want to vote for the Equal Pay for Women's Act.
This is just a pure right wing nutjob screed that this guy, this alleged teacher, put together.
And he's teaching AP history.
It also says it also goes on to claim black lives did not matter so much to President Barack Obama.
What?
As he presided, quote, over a disastrous economy for 8 years. This is blatant partisanship.
Well, that's not true.
This is the Koch brothers jerking off in the corner of shit, where they've got a history teacher.
Oh, you're right.
Teaching faux history. Teaching white supremacy.
Right. This is grassroots bullshit.
Teaching Trumpian principles.
They're trying to raise little Fox News bots.
She said this is the second year her daughter is part of this class. And she never felt she should complain about his politics until now. She said, this isn't politics. This is an agenda. As an archaeologist with a history minor, I know how important history is. This is all non-white male U.S. history. This is all the non-white male U.S. history some students will get. So they're not going to hear real black history. They're not going to hear real Latino history in this country. They're not going to hear real Chinese right. history. They're going to hear white male. Look at how those blacks took advantage of welfare from Lyndon Johnson, and now it's a fucking disaster.
How insidious, man. These right-wing nut jobs, they're really grassroots. I mean, to take what children learn in a class and it's
this mother and our tax dollars. This is a public school.
Oh my
this is
God.
Not a private school, ladies and germs, which would be equally as heinous. I don't know why we should allow schools accreditation if they're just going to lie and treat and post fake history.
I mean, what we're talking about should be apolitical.
Right.
We want to teach kids in history class shit that actually fucking happened.
You can show how Johnson extended the social safety net, which is what the people wanted at the time and still kind of want. You could show numbers. You could show everything. You can't say it's been a disaster for the black.
No, you can't.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
It's not true.
Oh, my God. Great Society Liberalism, 1964 through 8. This is she scanned part of one of the pages from this history assignment.
Oh, my God.
Johnson pushed an enormous amount of legislation through Congress, all in the name of defeating poverty and building, quote, a great society.
Okay.
Johnson's not so veiled government will take care of you agenda included programs such as Head Start.
How evil.
Head
How
Start.
How evil.
Which diminished parental responsibility under the guise of providing help.
Oh, my God.
These people are sick. Sick, sick, sick.
I mean, doesn't Head Start, like, help kids that both parents might work or maybe they don't have a strong parental
it's school,
unit or
right?
something?
Wasn't George Bush pro Head Start? Wasn't
right.
that his deal?
I mean, it's preschool, right?
Yeah.
It's for everybody.
To get ready for... Yeah.
It's more education. How evil.
Oh, my God. Over three centuries of a strong work ethic, cohesive families, thirst for education, and Christian values as vital parts of the African-American heritage gave way to long-term dependence. What does Christian values have to do with government dependence? Obviously, Jesus was a total capitalist. Fuck the poor, right? That's what Jesus said. Yeah. That was in Bolshevik 69. Fuck is thine poor.
Oh, yes. So wait a second. So if you're poor, you're... Fucking, you're not of Jesus. You're not godly. Is that what they're trying to say? You've turned away from
that's
God.
What and Republicans that's, want to say
and,
no,
and that's
course.
Your fucking punishment.
In 2007, Nancy Pelosi, California, became the first female Speaker of the House of Representatives. Female speaker.
Geez, do they have anything on there about Denny Hastert's reign as a Speaker of the House? How he was paying off a kid he used to molest?
The civil rights movement of King, Martin Luther King,
right,
was transformed into a permanent grievance industry by the new generation of, quote, leaders, unquote,
God.
Such as Jesse Jackson,
jeez,
Al Sharpton, Louis Farrakhan, and President Obama's former pastor, Jeremiah Wright. This person, this teacher needs to be removed. Stat. Post haste. This guy just went full Jeremiah Wright as a leader. Did you ever hear of Jeremiah Wright before Obama?
No. Of course not.
These people are sick.
Yeah, and you know what's sad? It's an advanced placement history course, so... Like, what you have in that is our students that are adept at history that want to learn shit, and then they get this packet of bullshit. That's really depressing. That's really fucking horrible, man.
One of the questions, why were these not problems before the civil rights movement of the 60s, but became problems at the very time most Americans were discarding racism and accepting blacks in leadership positions, from teacher to sheriff to senator to president?
Wait a second. Am I to understand they're questioning why the civil rights movement happened when it did? Progress, motherfucker. Who knows? Thank goodness it happened. Right? I mean...
She says, Rachel Grant was tweeting, I think I'm going to vomit. This man is teaching my daughter. She had the same teacher last year for AP World History. His politics have always been clear. I told my daughter I didn't feel we could complain just because we don't agree with his views. Because I honestly wouldn't complain if he were a liberal. This isn't politics, however. This is an agenda.
Right. And also, your kid's not learning history. They're learning, I don't know what this is, fiction.
Right. She said the school principal and school board will hear about this. I'm not worried about my daughter absorbing his filth. She gets that this is horribly wrong. But she is only one student out of five classes.
That's true, man. That's fucking true. And also, this person sounds evolved, you know? I'm sure there are a lot of kids that go home and bring that packet, and they're like, oh, this is great. This makes perfect sense to me.
Social media leaping to the rescue, as she's been retweeted and shared and outraged, like on our show, rightfully. She says, thank you so much to everyone who shared the outrage and support. I'll keep you posted as I take on this battle. I'm overwhelmed and uplifted by all the support I've received. I am in contact with the principal and will update as the situation progresses. I want to hear on the public dime. I want it broadcast because this is an employee of ours, of our tax dollars.
Okay.
I want to hear this asshole teacher justify it.
Right. And also, like, how did that curriculum get approved? Or was it even approved? I mean, you know, maybe this is just something... He made up, this lunatic made up, and they're just pushing it on these kids.
Insane. There you go.
It's batshit crazy.
And we're supposed to, when, hopefully, this teacher is reprimanded and removed and changes his fucking curriculum, or changes his curriculum, he should be removed. But because I'm not saying you can't have your political views, but you got to teach the neutral as much as you can. And
right.
Even if you're going to start teaching opinion, in a history class.
Calling the civil rights movement the grievance industry.
Well, there you go. That's bananas. Definitely getting into political.
That's insanity.
He didn't say. Now, some people believe that
yes.
the social programs would help people more, and there's been systemic, deep-seated racism in our society that continues and is pervasive to this day. People like this teacher say people were just getting over their racism in the 60s, and then all the Negroes stirred shit up with the civil rights. That's what they're saying. That's what this guy's saying.
It's like that's like that person we played. Was it this week or last week? The claim to Barack Hussein Obama invented racism. There wasn't racism in this country before Barack Obama.
That's the woman that was standing behind Pence today.
Oh, yeah, that was her.
That's the same one.
God. What a bunch of assholes. God, does this person have African-American students? Does this person have students of color? They have to sit here and read about the civil rights of the grievance industry? Disgusting, man.
I mean, it's Washington State, so who knows what part. But
oh, my God, it's Washington State. You're right. They're liberal. Hippies.
One of the funny comments down below, it says, please name the school, district, and the teacher. We'll all weigh in from our free Obama phones.
Yeah, right.
Which, by the way, for your crazy uncle, are Bush phones. Actually, they're Reagan phones, aren't they?
Yeah?
Didn't Reagan start the... There's somebody... They're definitely not... Obama
didn't
Bush,
start
I think
him,
yeah. Bush started the cell phones for poor people supplement.
You know, it's so funny. Like, people like poo-poo that shit. Oh, it's an Obama phone. You're giving a poor person a cell phone. Just think about all the fucking corporate welfare.
Right.
And you're going to give somebody shit for helping a guy that's poor.
Think of all the drugs. Think of all the drug deals they'll be able to make.
Oh, yeah. Think of all the jobs.
Speaking ironically.
Right. But I mean, you need a phone. It's insane.
Let's prepare the diapers.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, because little Donnie Trump is now throwing a fit. Well, here you go. Just listen. This is from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Shame on my poor state, my poor second home state of Wisconsin, for really turning into Scott Walker stan and Koch brothers stan.
But it's not Madison, and it's not Milwaukee.
Yeah, get out and vote, you assholes. Get out and vote.
It matters.
I know there's a lot of sane people. I don't even want to say liberals. There's just moderates there that when they found out what this Scott Walker fuckwad is doing, they recalled him. Let's not forget. There was an election. There was a special election to recall his
because
ass.
He's literally not doing what he said he would do when he was elected, right? Because he campaigned as a moderate to win.
And he had said nothing about going after public sector unions, which he decimated. He said nothing
teachers,
about slashing the budgets for education, for the university system. And then we talked about just really how they pulled their masks off to show the evil reptilian skin beneath.
Yes.
When they tried in some budget measure to also rewrite the charter for the university system to get rid of all the references to, like, we're going to help our fellow man and do what's great for society and replace it with shit like we're going to become productive members of the economy.
Straight out of the fucking Koch brothers Bible, right?
Terrifying as fuck. And then when they were caught with that, it was like, oh, well, that was just an administrative error.
Oh, yeah, that's a typo. It's the kind of typo
First off. I felt bad, and now I'm like, shame on the Wisconsin liberals. You guys got to get out because you can't let it turn into Kansas, and they're still trying real hard. Here's Trump at a rally in Waukesha, Wisconsin, with the latest massive grievance that's being hurled upon his orangitude.
Massive.
Press is what he calls bad news about Hillary Clinton. But that came right after he praised Google for its presidential poll.
The new post-debate poll that just came out, the Google poll, has us leading Hillary Clinton by 2 points nationwide. And that's despite the fact that Google's search engine was suppressing the bad news about Hillary Clinton. How about that?
W- Where is citations, please?
Oh, come on. Don't ruin his fun with citations. How dare you?
By the way, you know where that story was?
Yes.
That Google's been gaming the search results.
4chan.
InfoWars.
Oh, okay.
Alex Jones.
Ooh. Is he still alive or has he had a heart attack?
Well, Google has said its algorithm won't allow that and it doesn't favor any candidate nor cause.
Claims to the contrary simply misunderstand how autocomplete works. So that's what we're talking about, is the autocomplete. They're pissy because apparently when they type in Hillary Clinton, the first thing that autocompletes isn't killed Vince Foster. They're upset by that.
Well, right. And also, isn't your autocomplete, isn't that influenced on...
Our autocomplete algorithm will not show a predicted query that is offensive or disparaging when displayed in conjunction with a person's name.
Okay.
So they're pissed that it won't complete Hillary Clinton cunt.
Right. Are they also mad that it won't complete Michelle Obama has a penis?
More generally, our autocomplete predictions are produced based on a number of factors, including the popularity of search terms. So that almost sounds like Trump is saying, look, I've got my Russian hacker houses desperately putting out links to Hillary Clinton's crooked.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary's evil. Hillary's pussy smells bad.
Oh,
Hillary,
yes.
All this stuff.
Why doesn't that autocomplete?
And why isn't that autocomplete?
Do you think he's
obviously
doing that?
Google is at 100%. Steve Bannon is involved. I have no doubt. We had somebody respond on our Facebook today. This is the same shit. These fake Trump accounts. One today we caught it's a Trump story, and then they say, well, why don't the Democrats care about what Hillary did? Blah blah blah. And then you go to his profile, and there's two friends, and it's all pro-Bernie, wink, 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 wink.
So they're trying to SEO their talking points.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine,
think so.
Don't you think both parties do that, I would think?
I would hope, sure. But there's a difference between shitposting, which is what
right.
we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is that billionaire, that Oculus Rift billionaire, Palmer Luckey,
right,
got caught donating money to this horrible group that is spending money on shit posting online.
Ooh, yes.
And on anti-Hillary billboards,
right.
But like horrible anti-Hillary billboards. And shit posting online is basically they hire these places to create fake accounts on social media and go through and just hijack the conversation.
That seems unethical.
If you post a fluffy bunny picture,
right.
They're going to be like, that's a cute bunny. Killary's going to want to destroy all the bunnies if she's elected.
Do you think that's unethical?
Yeah,
it seems underhanded to me.
Asshole-ish.
God, dude, you talk
about... But I'm not seeing that. Right now, I ain't seeing that for the Hillary
right.
group. I ain't seeing fluffy bunny posts that say, well, you know, that's a great bunny, but if Trump gets nominated, if Trump wins, we're all dead. I ain't seeing those.
Dude, that ad you showed me yesterday...
NRA.
For Trump, by the NRA, and that someone's breaking into this white woman's house, and she goes to her gun safe...
And it disappears because Hillary Clinton has taken away her gun rights.
And now she's going to get raped right. by a big black demon.
Good God. And then you see the police wheeling in a
body, right?
Like a rack or, you know, a gurney.
Have you no shame?
NRA, sponsored by the NRA.
Right. Thanks, Ted Nugent, you fucknut.
So there you go. Well, I'm sure somehow we'll hear the exact explanation of where Trump's claims are from, that Google
yes.
is gaming the system. Don't
oh
you think?
My God.
Do you think they're going to be on top of that?
Oh, yeah, totally, man.
Of that claim?
Of course.
Batshittery. And we've really become...
assholes.
It is like some cartoonish comedy of some South American junta taking over. You know, some just lunatic... warlords battling it out like we're not civilized at all.
But what's fucked up? We are civilized. There is civility there. It's just, I don't know what the GOP did. They decided that they had to push this loon racist to the top of their ticket, and it's just making us look like assholes. But on the other side, we have a perfectly reasonable candidate with great experience.
I guess, I mean, there's nothing really more to say about the train crash. There was a train crash in Jersey today. I don't know. We're not the fucking horrible media. Again, this morning, God damn it. How many times did I hear the question, what kind of injuries do you anticipate seeing?
Bad ones.
What the fuck do you think you're going to see in a goddamn train wreck?
Syphilis.
Like I said, is it going to be, you know, oh, well, somebody exposed to radiation and bites. Yeah. What the fuck are you going to see, morons? This is how...
Yeah, an origin story for an X-Men character.
Desperate to keep talking, these people are. I mean, why don't you just say, hey, there's a train crash. When we learn more, we'll have more for you.
It was in New York, right?
Yeah.
Horrible.
So our thoughts and good vibes out to the people who had that, and you know, we'll find out what happened. They said they came roaring into the station,
yeah,
a lot faster than they should have been.
So is it true that the engineer was distracted? He was on his iPhone trying to look up the Crab Diving podcast on iTunes or Stitcher at crabdiving.com.
I hope not, but I'm hoping that, I mean, the right-wing bullshitosphere already has Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yeah.
Blame, you know, did he scream Allahu Akbar as he was driving into the...
Has Hillary Clinton said that this is radical Islam?
I checked. This is how sad the state of affairs are.
Sad.
After I heard about the train crash, I checked Trump's tweets because I wanted to see if he blamed it on ISIS.
Yeah. Did he?
No.
Oh, okay. But
really boring. He hasn't wrested away control of his BlackBerry in a few days.
Give it back to him, please. He ain't gonna win anyway.
So there you go. That's Trump's claims that now even Google, even the search engines, are cheating him out of the presidency. He's just gonna have a long list.
Oh yeah,
of reasons why I didn't win.
Totally nuts.
And that was, in fact, if I could pull this up here, yesterday, Rachel Maddow broke some early data, and she said it was coming out today. Let's see if it's out today yet. But a new PPP poll.
Okay. That's the fun poll,
My favorite poll, because they do real scientific polling, and then they always toss in some fun questions.
Guys, we've got your favorite poll here.
Like, do you prefer your congressman or toe fungus? I'm not kidding. Those are some of the polls.
Depends on where you live.
The new national poll shows Clinton nationally ahead by 4 points.
Oh shit!
In the full field of candidates,
that's it.
And in head to head, she leads 49-45. If it's just the two choices,
that seems low to me. I'm sorry, doesn't it?
It's national, and again, we have to talk about what the Electoral College is going to look like.
Oh, my God. That's right. That's right. That'll make you feel better, right?
However, reality is starting to sink in. Unlike the Drudge Report poll or the CNN poll or whatever, the CNBC poll that we found out yesterday were gamed.
By 4chan.
By 4chan and Reddit.
Bunch of fucking purrs.
Where they said, all you got to do is go incognito and vote many times. And we saw threads where they said, we're losing. Go vote. Go vote often.
How are people able to wrench the child porn away from all the little pervs at 4chan to go game these polls?
The 54% of the voters think Hillary Clinton won the debate. Only 31% think Trump did.
Come on. They didn't watch. They must not have watched. Because it was sad.
What?
It was sad. It was sad. He got the shit beat out of him at that debate, right?
Yeah, he got his clock cleaned.
Right.
The discussion about his taxes in the debate says only 31% of the voters think he pays his fair share of federal income taxes. 52% say they don't think he pays his fair share.
Wow.
These are all voters.
Okay.
46%?
Yes.
think that they personally pay more in federal income tax than he does.
Oh, my God. He's got like $3
billion. Which may be accurate.
Yeah.
A lot of the voters are just fucking forgiving. It's 62% think that he should release his tax returns and that they'll be cool with him.
Okay.
Only 27% are saying they don't think he should, but 62% right. are saying that he should release him. Criticism.
Okay.
Over former Miss Universe Alicia Machado. We talked about that yesterday. Called her Miss Piggy. Called her Miss Housekeeping.
Good God.
According to her.
Dick.
He said, even for his core supporters, it appears, according to polling, that that's over the top. That's kind of like in Kazir Khan territory.
Yes.
And John McCain territory. Remember, those issues, there were people that are supporters that were like, yeah, that's not that great.
Yeah.
The 17% only think it's okay for him to criticize her weight. Jeez. What's wrong with those 17%?
I don't. They're assholes.
They're deplorable.
Dude.
And those are the ones on social media who probably have fake accounts, most of them, who are out there saying, look, you're Miss Universe. You're not supposed to be a fat pig. That fat pig gained that weight, and that fat pig should have been fired. Mr. Trump saved her by putting that fat pig on TV and making that fat pig work out.
These people are part of the culture that's tired of everybody being so PC. We don't have time to be politically correct. That's what Trump says over and over again. So you're going to fat shame an 18-year-old girl who was in the pageant industry? God.
65% of all voters say they think that was inappropriate to call her Miss Piggy.
Okay. Wow. Jeez.
Even if you narrow it down to just Trump voters, 45... Well, this shows how deplorable they are again. Only 45% say he's wrong for doing that. Of all voters, it's 65. Narrow it down to only Trump voters declared people who are saying we're voting Trump. It's only 45% of those who say that he's in the wrong, which is less than half. Therefore, Hillary Clinton lowballed it with the deplorable comment.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't think it was wrong for him to fat shame this girl
You're
in
deplorable.
Any capacity, I don't care if she gained weight. Maybe she's not supposed to because she's a beauty queen, which I don't think that was in the contract anyway,
right?
But you do not, maybe you have a meeting with her and you're like, look, you know, maybe we can do some tie-ins with some products or something.
Where you don't do what he did.
You don't put her on TV and in a zoo, like you're tossing marshmallows to the fucking bear.
Tiles.
And say, look at this big fat pig. Look at, we're making her work out. She's going to get skinny now.
How fucked up.
Horrible.
Totally fucked up.
It says voters have no clue where he stands on the Iraq war.
Okay.
After this debate, 29% think he supported it. 26% think he opposed it. And 34%,
yes,
a plurality, think that he both opposed and supported the war.
I love it. So wait, does he like have multiple personalities or something?
They
How can
do.
You do both?
And that was one of the ones where Lester Holt was very unfair.
Oh, yes.
By saying that he supported the war. And that's when Lester Holt said, well, the record shows otherwise.
Look at that guy.
Let's move on. The record shows otherwise. But let's move on.
He was checking facts.
And
how evil.
1 out of 100, by the way, that Trump was saying. He could have 100 times more interrupted Trump.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And said, I'm sorry, Mr. Trump, but that's just not true.
And why didn't he? And why the fuck didn't he?
He tried to be fair.
But that's not being fair. God, if Hillary Clinton had lied as much as Trump did,
he didn't have a reason to. Because guess what? What lie would you catch her in? I was hoping for a little Twitter dust up with somebody who responded to us and about something. And I said, well, what lie do you have? They were pissed about the fact that they were crying that Lester Holt was wildly unfair.
Right.
And I said, what lie should have been fact-checked from Hillary Clinton? Benghazi! I said, they didn't bring that up, and that's been litigated. Asked and answered 11 hours worth plus.
But that deplorable person feels cheated. Because right. Benghazi and the emails and all that, Vince Foster even, that shit is important right. to them. And the media is ignoring it. It's part of a vast conspiracy.
She lied. She looked the Benghazi parents in the eye and lied to them.
They're ignoring Benghazi. There's been so many hearings.
Which, even if she told those Benghazi relatives
yes.
that the day after the horrible attack that... You know, we think this is due to this horrible, this stupid video that went out.
Right.
And there's all these protests over the world because now there's this video out that's anti-Muhammad.
Boo.
That's what they're pissed about.
Oh, my God.
And but that was what the administration had, the information they had. And again, they didn't want to label it until they were sure. They didn't want to say it was radical Islam. Again, that instant, because you don't want to piss off the Islamic, our Islamic friends. Wait until you have the evidence and then say it was terror. And by the way, Obama used that word the next day. He used the word terror the next day.
And what you're saying would speak to Hillary's temperament and her judgment, because she knows that what she says matters and actually has consequences and appreciates that.
Right.
How evil.
They're saying here that Trump did come out with an advantage on one issue. Oh, they're being funny here.
Yes.
Trump did come out with an advantage on one issue. By an 18-point margin, 49 to 31, voters think he's the candidate most likely to cause a nuclear war.
That's kind of funny.
That's very funny, yeah.
It's sort of like, well, I mean, I agree with that.
Response on whether he would accept the results of the election if he lost. This is the scary one. Remember at the end, we talked about this yesterday and just how insane the fact that they had to even bring up, would you accept the results of the election? What?
Of course
what
you do.
What Amazon jungle are we living in that they're like, how are you going to accept?
No, I don't accept.
You're not going to accept the results of an election that you're participating in?
So after, in light of that question that was asked, only 21% of Trump supporters, 1 out of 5,
yes,
think that if Clinton wins, it'll be because she got more votes.
Well. What? How else would she win?
She cheated, and they brought out all the dead people like the Democrats do with their voter fraud.
Geez, you Trumpalos, you deplorables. I'm glad you got all those poll watchers there.
65% of Trump supporters polled think that it will be because the election was rigged for her vagina.
My God. My God. I mean, that... Jeez. I mean, usually a candidate that doesn't hurt the country just because he runs for office.
So what, I mean, should we be arming ourselves for angry white people that are going to try to overthrow the government?
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God.
Yeah, and he's also scary. And his supporters are scarier.
We only got a couple minutes left here on the big show this Thursday. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday. We are starting earlier in the day. We are starting at noon Pacific.
Oh, shit.
Going from 12 to 2 at a special time, ladies and germs, because we got some shit going on. We got shit going on, yes. Mofos.
And it'll be interesting to try the show at a different time.
And we're going
to
be live streaming from 12 to 2.
Please tune in.
What I'll do then is instantly turn around and rerun us at 2 to 4.
Okay.
That makes things really easy. So you'll be able to hear us at the regular time. We just won't be live.
You know what I mean?
Pretend. And then everything else is going to be the same. So live tomorrow, noon at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, for 2 hours. We'll be streaming live, and then we'll be a rerun at the normal time. So,
right.
And then, you know, iTunes and Stitcher and all that bullshit for our Faithless Friday edition.
That's right.
Of Crab Diving.
I can't wait.
A couple more things about this poll. Lester Holt overall got a 37-28 favorability. They overall liked him.
He did better than Matt Lauer.
The Trump conspiracy. Did we even talk about the microphone thing where he tried to explain? We did on Fox and Fiends.
His mic wasn't working.
I had a microphone. I don't know if you heard that. My microphone wasn't
right,
working.
Right. And Howard Dean had a different theory.
That's a bullshit. He was on coke.
Right. Funny
that the 40% of Trump supporters believe he was deliberately given a bad microphone to skew the debate.
God,
in his favor you or must, out of his favor.
That is a lot. That's a lot of people to believe.
Only 37% of Trump voters say that's nuts, and 23% aren't sure. So let's say
they're not sure.
Let's add 40 and 23. That's 63% of Trump voters either think he was definitely given a bad microphone on purpose, or they're not sure.
Dude, we've all worked in production and stuff. There's no way. There's two guys mic'd up. I guess if it's a conspiracy, they got the bad mic on purpose.
People in the room are saying that's not even true. There are people, he said it was cutting in and out in the auditorium.
But it's not.
There's people that were in the room that said that's not even true.
It doesn't matter if it's true. They just have to suggest it. Suggest it.
And here it is right here. 40% of them say it's the gospel.
So fucking stupid. Eat a dick.
But 91% of them disagree with Rudy Giuliani.
Yes.
That he should bail on the next two because, you know, he was so horribly persecuted with facts and shit.
Oh, yes.
91% at least believe that he should still participate in the next two debates.
Okay.
You know what? We're about ready to bail here.
Shit.
We'll finish this tomorrow. There's some more polling. Some of the funny ones that they get to and stuff like that. We'll pick up on tomorrow's crab diving.
Picking up our poll.
Of that. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on... Oh, no. We're back tomorrow, 12 to 2 Pacific, 3 to 5 out on the Eastern Type Coast at a special time streaming for you. We'll be back on the normal time, also as a rerun. And then iTunes, Stitcher, and crabdiving.com. Don't forget, buy your shit through our Amazon hole. It helps us out. We appreciate those that do. And those that don't, hey, join us. Crabdiving.com/Amazon helps us out. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed and his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy. Go over to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And have a great evening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.